Good evening. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, came here for relationship issues, codependency, and my name's Scott. I'd like to start with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for bringing us all here together to work on our recoveries. Pray that each one of us will get exactly what you want for us tonight throughout this evening, and also pray that you'll get us all home safely and bring us back next Thursday. Pray this in the glorious name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. Principle one, realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. Happy are those who are spiritually poor, Matthew 5:3. We're doing the first lesson, the denial lesson. Sorry. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors and that our lives have become unmanageable. For we know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is my sinful nature. For I have a desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Romans 7:18. Tonight we begin a journey together. A journey on the road to recovery. The journey begins with principle one, where we admit we are powerless to control our tendencies to do the wrong things and that our lives are unmanageable, out of control. But before we begin this exciting journey together, we need to ask ourselves two questions. Am I going to let my past failures prevent me from taking this journey? And am I afraid of change? Or what are my fears of the future? Failures of the past. Let's look at Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, we are also encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let's lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us, and let's run with patience the race that is set before us. There are two things I would like to point out in this verse. God has a particular race, a unique plan for each of us. A plan for good, not a life full of dependencies, addictions, or obsessions. The second thing, we need to be willing to get rid of all the unnecessary baggage. The past failures in our lives that keep us stuck, as we learned last week. Again, it says, let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back, and especially those sins that wrap themselves so tightly around our feet and trip us up. For many of us, our past hurts, hang-ups, and habits hold us back, trip us up. Many of us get stuck in bitterness over what someone has done to us, and that's sure me. We continue to hold to the hurt and refuse to forgive the one who hurt us. You may have been deeply hurt. Perhaps you were abused as a child, or maybe you were or are in a marriage where your spouse committed adultery. I want you to know I hurt for you. I'm truly sorry for you, sorry you had to go through that hurt. But holding on to that hurt and not being willing to forgive the person who hurt you in the past is allowing them to control or continue to hurt you today in the present. Working this Christ-centered recovery program will, with God's power, allow you to find the courage and the strength to forgive them. Now, don't get all stressed out. You don't have to forgive them tonight. But as you travel the road to recovery, God will help you find the willingness to forgive them and be freed from the hold on your life. There. Okay, some of you are bound by guilt. You keep beating yourself up over some past failure. You're trapped, stuck in your guilt. You think that no one could ever forgive you for the terrible things you have done. You're wrong. God can. That is why Jesus went to the cross for our sins. He knows everything you've ever done and everything you've ever experienced. And there are many here tonight that have faced similar failures and hurts in their lives and have accepted Christ's forgiveness. They are here to encourage and support you. The Apostle Paul had a lot to, from his past to regret. Even participated in Stephen's murder, yet in Philippians 3:13, in the Today's Living Bible. No, brothers, I'm still not at all what I, not at all I should be. I'm bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Here's the bottom line. If you want to be free from your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits, you need to deal with your past bitterness and guilt once and for all. You need to do as Isaiah 43:18 tells us, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. You need to learn from your past, offer forgiveness, make amends, and then release it. That's some of what I go through at times too. Let's face it. We all have stumbled over a hurt, hang up, or habit. But the race isn't over yet. God isn't interested in how we started, but how we finish the race. Fear of the future. You may worry about your future and be afraid to change. We all worry about things we do not have control over. And do have the power to change. We all know worry is a lack of trust in God. The truth is, we can say without a doubt or fear, the Lord is my helper, and I'm not afraid of anything mere man can do to me. Hebrews 13:6. You may have been in your hurt hang up our habit for so long that it has become your identity. You may be thinking, what will happen if I really get recovery a chance? Will I change? Will I give up the old hurt, hang up, and habit? What will I become? Who will I be? You may have been abusing alcohol, prescription drugs, or food. You're afraid of what you will do without your substance of choice. You may have been enabling someone in a dysfunctional relationship for years. Or perhaps you wonder, what if I change and my alcoholic husband gets mad at me? God doesn't want you to stay frozen in unhealthy relationships or a bad habit. He wants you to do your part in becoming healthier. In my case, I had to deal with the rejection of love from the love of my life, that is, until I met my wife. I had to finally deal with the fact that what I call her brainwashing by her adoptive parents made her conclude that she could never marry me. When she told me that, I died inside. Even if our past was extremely painful, however, we may still resist change and the freedom that can be found in really working this program. Because of our fear of the unknown, or because of our deep despair, we just close our minds because we think we don't deserve any better. To this day, over 44 years after those words, I don't understand how it is possible that any woman, for any woman to love me and stay with me, if the only woman I wanted to spend the rest of my life with and the only one I wanted to have my children way back then couldn't. And as you work through the principles and steps, remember 1 John 4:18. Where God's love is, there is no fear, because God's perfect love drives out fear. You are not here by mistake tonight. This room is full of changed lives. It is my prayer for each of you that you will let your past failures or and fears of your future not stop you from giving Celebrate Recovery a real try. You are wearing a mask, or are you wearing a mask of denial tonight? Before you can make any progress in your recovery, you need to face your denial. As soon as you remove your mask, your recovery begins, or begins again. It doesn't matter if you are new to recovery or have been working recovery and the steps for years. Denial can rear its ugly head and return any time. You may trade addictions or get into a new relationship that is unhealthy for you in a different way than the previous one. So this lesson is for all of us. We have a saying around here: denial isn't just a river in Egypt. But what it is, what is denial? Denial has been defined as a false system of belief that are not based in reality, and a self-protecting behavior that keeps us from honestly facing the truth. As kids, we all learn various coping skills. They come in handy when we don't get the attention we wanted from our parents and others, or to block out our pain and our fears. For a time, these coping skills worked, but as the years progressed, they confused and clouded our vision of the truth of our lives. As we grow, our perception of ourselves and our expectations of all those around us also grew. But because we retained our childish ways of coping, our perceptions of reality become more unrealistic and distorted. Our coping skills grew into denial, and most of our relationships ended up broken or less fulfilling than they could have been. In my case, it was because I was living by the theme song, "If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with." Did you ever deny your parents had problems? Did you ever deny that you had problems? The truth is, we all can answer yes to these questions to some extent. But for some of us, that denial turned into shame and guilt. Denial is the pink elephant sitting in the middle of the living room. No one in the family talks about it or acknowledges it in any way. Do the following comments sound familiar to you? Can we stop talking about that? About it? Talking only makes it worse. Billy, if we don't talk about it, it will go away. Honey, let's pretend that it really didn't happen. If I tell her that it hurt me when she said that, I'm afraid she will leave me. He really doesn't drink that much. It really doesn't hurt when he does that. I'm fine. Paul drinks more than I do. Joan has been married 3 times. I've only been married twice. I eat because you made me so mad. If you don't nag me all the time, I wouldn't. Look, honey, I have a tough job. I work hard. I need a few drinks to relax. It doesn't mean I have a problem. I can relate to if I tell her that hurt me when she says that, I'm afraid that she will leave me, because when I was with the one that I came to recovery over, she asked me to get her something during a football game. I told her I would get it during the next commercial. She said I loved football more than I love her. I told her that couldn't be further from the truth. Since then, I haven't been able to watch a full game. Mm. Folks, that's denial. Okay, let's look at tonight's acrostic. Denial. D, disables our feelings. E, energy lost and negates growth. I, isolates us from God. A, alienates us from our relationships. And L, lengthens the pain. The D in denial stands for disables our feelings. Hiding our feelings, living in denial, freezes our emotions and binds us. Understanding and feeling our feelings is where we find freedom. Second Peter 2:19 says, they promise them freedom while they themselves are slaves to destructive habits. We are all slaves to anything that has conquered us. For me, the best taste of freedom is not what I'm free to do, it's what I'm free not to do. I'm free not to dwell on past relationships. The next letter is in denial is E, which stands for energy lost. A major side effect of denial is anxiety. Anxiety causes us to waste precious energy dealing with past hurts and failures and fears of the future. As we go through this program, you will learn that it's not only the present that positive change can occur. Worrying about the past, dreading the future, makes us unable to enjoy God's plan for us in His present. We let our fears and worries paralyze us, but the only lasting way we can be free from them is by giving them to God. Psalm 146:7 says, He frees the prisoners, He lifts the burdens from those bent down beneath their loads. If you will transfer the energy required to maintain your denial into learning God's truth, a healthy love for others and yourself will occur. As you depend more and more on your higher power, Jesus Christ, you will see the light of truth and reality. Let's move on to the N in denial. Denial negates truth. We are as sick as our secrets. Again, we cannot grow in recovery until we are ready to step out of our denial and into the truth. God is waiting to take your hand and bring you out. The Bible says they cried to the Lord in their troubles and He rescued them. He leads them from the darkness and the shadows of death and sharpens their chains. Psalm 107:13-14. As you travel this road to recovery, you will come to understand that God has never wasted a hurt. This is one that has been one that I haven't understood at times. God will never waste your darkness, But he can't use it unless you step out of your denial and into the light of his truth. Denial also isolates us from God. Adam and Eve are great examples of how secrets and denial separate us from true fellowship with God. After they sinned, their secret separated them from God. Genesis 3:7 tells us that Adam and Eve hid from God because they felt naked and ashamed. Of course, old Adam tried to rationalize. He said to God, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree." First, he tried to blame God by saying, "The woman you put here with me." Then he tried to blame Eve. "She gave me some fruit." Remember, God's light shines on the truth. Our denial keeps us in the dark. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, purifies us from all sins. 1 John 1, 5-7. Our denial is not only separates us from God, it alienates us from our relationships. Denial takes us, denial tells us we are getting away with it. We think no one knows, but they do. While denial may shield us from the hurt, it also keeps us from helping others or the people we love the most. We don't dare reveal our true selves to others for fear of what they may think or say if they knew the real us. We must protect ourselves, our secrets, at any cost. So we isolate ourselves and therefore minimize the risk of exposure and possibly rejection from others. But at what price? The eventual loss of all our important relationships? What is the answer? Listen to Ephesians 4:25. Stop lying to each other. Tell the truth, for we are parts of each other. And when we lie to each other, we are hurting ourselves. Remember that it is always better to tell an ugly truth rather than a beautiful lie. Finally, denial lengthens the pain. We have a false belief that denial protects us from pain. In reality, it allows our pain to fester and grow and turn into shame and guilt. Denial extends your hurt and multiplies your problems. Truth, like surgery, may hurt for a while, but it cures. God promises us in Jeremiah 30:17, "I will give you back your health again and heal your wounds." To wrap it up, tonight I encourage you to step out of your denial, walk out of your denial isn't easy. Taking off your mask is hard. Everything about he shouts, "Don't do it! It's not safe." But it is safe. It's safe at Celebrate Recovery. Here you have people who care about you, who love you for who you are, and people who will stand by you as truth becomes a way of life. Jesus tells us, "Know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:32. Step out of your denial so that you can step into Jesus' unconditional love and grace and begin your healing journey to recovery. Thank you for letting me share.